Our next patient is Ruth Davis. Ruth Davis, 5739. Eighty-five-year-old woman, school teacher, single, lives with her son. Husband died last year. She has one son. They were married 67 years, period. She does smoke, sometimes two packs a day. She doesn't drink alcohol. Her son is very concerned about her condition. She's becoming more short of breath with any type of activity. She's also becoming confused as far as what year it is, what her name is, or even the kind of work she's done in the past, period. In the paragraph, her son says that he has approached her many times regarding stopping smoking, but she's definitely not interested in stopping smoking. Today's O2 sat's at 85% on room air, period. Review of system, or she's confused. She's short of breath with activity. She's short of breath at rest. She's tachycardic. Confusion is definitely increasing. She's having episodes of bowel and bladder incontinence. She's becoming more ADL dependent. And again, complaining of aches and pains and most of the problems, and weight loss. Significant weight loss because of not eating. Period. Patient was able to care for herself, but no longer able to do so. She requires caregivers to come in, everybody from neighbors to family members, to take care of her, period. Because of her weight loss, she's no longer considered a diabetic, and she stopped her diabetes medication. Surgery includes C-section, appendectomy, allergy, none. Family history, dad, she doesn't know anything about her dad. Mom died of colon cancer. The information was all provided by the son because she's too confused to provide any information. Last hospitalization was over a year or two ago, related to exacerbation of COPD. Other medical issues includes hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes, which is taking less and less of her metformin because her sugars have been stable. Medication, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day, lisinopril, 20-25 once a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Lipitor, 20 milligram, I said that, metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, which is not taking at this time. Review of system we talked about. Immunization. COVID immunization was a few years ago. Flu shot was skipped this year because she refused to take it. On exam, her blood pressure is 174 over 95. Both son and patient don't know if she took her medication. Pulse is 110. Respiration is 24, and O2 sat's 85% on room air. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, RALS, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, lower extremity, 1 plus edema, neurological non-focal, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash. Assessment. 85-year-old woman with extensive tobacco abuse with history of COPD, hypoxemia on room air. Patient is desperate need of oxygen. I explained to the son that most likely her confusion is related to her hypoxemia. She would benefit from NEP treatments as well as O2 supplementation. And next number is confusion, next number is dementia, next number is worsening dementia, next number is ADL dependency, next number is significant weight loss, next number is tachycardia, next number is pulmonary hypertension, next number is ADL dependency, next number is bowel and bladder incontinency, next number, patient is not willing or wanting to take care of herself, next number requiring help from family members, neighbors. Next number does not want to go back to the previous physician. Next number wants to get her medical care at home. Next number is, does not want to go to the hospital in case she has an episode or she develops respiratory failure or any other symptoms requiring hospitalization. Person, thank you.